Hello, Nancy, and thank you for the opportunity to read for you. Your first question, which is, you would like suggestions on where you can live safely, affordably, and in a place that is socially stimulating as you are in your senior years and single with no children. So in answer to your question, what I'm seeing is you are surrounded by the magician energy. Now, what I mean by that is when we think of a magician, we think of somebody who creates magic. Believe it or not, we are all magicians in our own right. We are small C's. We are co-creators with the universe, and we have the ability to create our own lives. And you are in that special place of being your own magician. So this is always coming up when we have new opportunity and when we're in a place of creation. That is coupled by the energy of you feeling a little restless creatively. You are, I feel like you're a free spirit. You want to create, you want to take action. You're not the type of person who likes to sit and be idle for too long. You like to take action. You like to do things. And I think that you right now are feeling a little inspired and you are getting bombarded with a lot of ideas. And there is a discovery that you want to embark upon. And I can see that. And before you jump too fast, I want you to give some really good brainstorming thoughts to where you would like to live. I want you to creatively imagine it. I want you to visualize it, because just by you reading your question, I can see that there is some places that you have already thought in mind. Now, I don't see you moving internationally. I see that you would likely be moving within the same country where you already are, just possibly a different province if you're in Canada, or another state if you're in the US. So I do see you moving, but I don't see you moving internationally, as mentioned. But I think that regardless of where you move, there is quite a bit of planning that needs to occur, and I'm seeing that coming up for you. So right now, I think you have the inspiration to start thinking outside the box. And I believe that this is a really good time for you to set some goals, but also visualize. Visualize what you want. Ask yourself on a piece of paper, what do I really want? You know, sometimes we think what we know what we want, but when we're asking ourselves the question, then sometimes it can be a blank slate. So I want you to take a piece of paper and just write down what it is that you really want. What do you want to be surrounded by? But wherever you do move, I do feel like you are going to be needing to be in a community of people where you can grow and be a part of something productive and be a member. And be a productive member of that community. So wherever you do choose to go, please choose wisely and choose some place where it isn't so remote, where you don't have interactions with other people. You want to be in a community where there's like-mindedness and people that you can grow with. Start planning. Opportunities are going to be coming up for you. But the visualization process is what's going to set the tone for how this is going to happen. Now remember that the universe is going to take care of the how. You just have to know what you want. Okay, so think from the place of where you want to be. Not how it's going to happen, but where you want to be. So think from the end. you are surrounded by a lot of abundance. So abundance meaning that there's a lot of creativity around you. And abundance is not just money, but it can be an abundance of anything. When we look outside, we see an abundance of grass. We can see abundance of leaves on the trees. Well, not quite yet, but shortly enough. We can see an abundance of water, right? That's what abundance is. And it's just a lot. And we see it in nature all the time. We just don't realize it. But just surround yourself with a lot of abundance, because you are that. And when you start surrounding yourself with that, you're going to start feeling much more of it. Your second question, you would like suggestions on lifestyle changes to make in your senior years, as healthy as possible. You've already listed them for yourself: diet, exercise, habits, hobbies, or groups to join that might suit you. Now, yes, as I mentioned, wherever you go, I do believe that it would be in your best benefit to be in an environment where you can grow and have a community. And habits and hobbies, I don't know why, but I see you knitting and cooking. These, and I did, these are just images that are coming to me. So I don't know if you enjoy these crafts, but this is something that I can see you getting into if you don't already do it. But I also see that in terms of your health, you need to make some decisions about your health here, in terms of diet and exercise. I think that you're in a place in your life where you want to make some really great shifts and you want to make some changes, which is really, really good. But again, this goes back to your first question. You need to set the tone for what you want by visualizing it, seeing yourself already there, and then taking the action plans that come up for you, because you are surrounded by some decision-making here. And this is karmic decision-making. There's some cycles that are that the universe is presenting to you so you can make some changes. And you need to sit down and think about what these changes could be for you. If you want to end certain cycles that are bad for you, then you need to take a look at what perpetuates that and put a full stop to it now. Change it. Take yourself out of the out of that hamster wheel and use a trajectory to come out. You'll know what that is once you know what your habits and patterns are. Secondly, I see something about work coming up for you. You may still be working, and I feel like work is going to be important to you. So you still may want to be working wherever you move. So I want you to keep that in mind. And the other thing I want you to think about is, I think that you have the finances you need to make this move, but there's a part of you that doubts that you do. So if that is the case, then you definitely need to get to planning and figuring out whether you can sustain yourself. But I do see you working still, wherever it is that you go. And I also see you being an inspirational leader. Now, whether that's in your work environment or whether that's just who you are as a person, it definitely could help you in the working environment as well. I do see you as being somebody who is viewed as a leader, somebody who is viewed as being very empathetic and caring, and also showing up for people, okay? And there's a part of you that you may not feel like you are. There's two ways of looking at this. And this goes into your third question. What legacy should you be looking at leaving? Where can your talents and hard-learned wisdom point you? What direction should you be heading towards? I believe that you should be heading in the direction towards your passion. There's a lot of love coming up in your reading. And love doesn't necessarily have to be with people. Although you will start to feel more of that when you're in a community of people that you can call family. They don't have to be related to you by blood, but they will be people that you will call family. And that is more important to you at this journey in your life than the people that are related to you by blood. Okay. So what I'm seeing for you is, bring that leadership energy and quality that you naturally exude and bring that to where you go. I do see you still working, so maybe the leadership that I'm seeing in you is still part of your work, but then there's an empathy about you and there's a fulfillment that is there. So if you are feeling unfulfilled family-wise or feeling like you don't have family, you're going to feel that definitely that fulfillment wherever it is that you decide to go. I can say that because I see you as the divine mother. Okay. So other people see you that way. And so they want to be around you because you're very nurturing and very loving. And people need that. People may not realize that, but you yourself will also be receiving that as well. And that's where that fulfillment will come from. Okay. In terms of your legacy, as I mentioned, legacies are not necessarily with people that we leave behind. It's what we leave in the hearts of people that we love. And this could be sharing of qualities. When I said knitting and cooking, maybe sharing some parts of yourself with people and letting them live it on, letting your legacy live on through others, through things that you enjoy doing, such as recipes or cooking or teaching people something. Teaching people a trade, teaching people something that they can learn from, and maybe teaching a class in one of these community centers where you are going to be going, will be a legacy that you leave. You would be sharing your passion with other people. Okay. And lastly, courage. Courage is coming up for you a lot. So as you go through this phase of life, you might be feeling a little scared. And that's very normal because you're embarking on a new journey. And anytime we do that, we're always going to have fear come up. So don't be afraid when you feel like you need to put on some extra padding of courage around you. That is the universe saying that you're doing something right. You have to feel the fear and do it anyway. So your legacy is in the way people remember you and in the way that you share your talents, your gifts, your unique qualities with the ones that you love and with the ones that can live, that you can pass it down through. Okay. Thank you so much for choosing to do your reading with me. I hope that was truly helpful for you. Blessings to you.